Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
For a moment, suppose that God has a blueprint, a plan for your life. Now, if God has a plan for your life, would it not have to be a good one? After all, He created you, and He knows you better than you know yourself. He sees your life in the focus of all eternity, while with our human limitations, we simply see today. For a moment, look at nature. It seems quite evident that nature had a master plan. The seasons are caused by 23.5 degrees tilt of the Earth on its axis. The Earth orbits the Sun in exactly 365.25 days. Even the air that you breathe shows an intricate plan was followed in its creation. Our atmosphere is 80% nitrogen, 20% oxygen, a perfect ratio to sustain life. If the atmosphere had more oxygen, our system would burn out. If there were less, you would be dead on your feet all the time. But a ratio exists that is perfect for the ratio or the rate of oxidation we need. The crystal clear water that cascades down the mountainside also reveals an intricate plan when one considers the fact that every molecule of water contains exactly 2 atoms of hydrogen, 1 of oxygen. Both hydrogen and oxygen are flammable, yet the two unite to put out a fire. Scientists using the Mount Palomar telescope say that the vastness of creation defies human comprehension. For example, they tell us there are more than 100 billion stars in every universe. Did you grasp that figure? 100 billion stars in every universe? And so far, scientists have discovered more than 200 million universes. Yet there are more atoms in a single crystal than stars in all the universes added together. Through God's creation, it seems evident that what God does, He does well. There is no doubt that when God has a plan, it is a perfect one. The question then comes to our minds, does God really have a plan, a blueprint for me as an individual? And if so, how do I find it? Rest assured, friend, He does have a plan for your life. Think for a moment. Would He create a world with infinite perfection and leave humankind, the highest of all creation, to follow His blunders and mistakes? No. God has a plan, a will for your life, and you can know it. Nearly 2,000 years ago, God sent His Son into our world, who died at Calvary because of our sin. That was part of God's master plan for the human race. The first step in knowing God's plan for your life is to find eternal life through Jesus Christ. The reason most people never find God's plan is because they have no point of contact with a holy and just God. Jesus is the advocate, the intercessor, the go-between between God and man. It took someone who was both man and God to span the gulf that existed between the infinite and the finite. But Jesus was that person. When you invite Him into your life, you can then find guidance in knowing God's purpose and will for your life. The Bible will become a new book to you because you've met the author. Yes, God has a will, a blueprint, and you can know that. Go to His Word, and there you will find His heart for your life.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.